right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CanCast episode number 404. I am your host, TPD, here in New York, New York. Wombat.
I got nothing.
That's okay. It's been that kind of day.
I was too busy lamenting that the outline had nothing on it to actually think of anything to say about you.
That's all right. There's not, you know, it's one of those days. That's all I can, literally right now, that's all I've got.
Well, my day was fine.
Yeah, well, you know, not everyone can have a life of leisure like you do.
That's true, Wombat.
I know.
But we hung out today.
We did, and it was very nice, and I actually enjoyed it very much. It was the best part of my day. We went out, we got to grab a cup of coffee. I had a brownie because I needed something.
Something to help you.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, when I got back to work, it still wasn't fixed yet. So it was just, I was just not having a day. I was not having a good day, but I'm here now.
I'm sorry. Shipwreck, how was your day?
My day was good.
I didn't have coffee with you, though.
That's okay. I had some gummy bears, so I had a good day. Sometimes gummy bears smell like feet.
Or is it that sometimes feet smell like gummy bears?
It could be one of the two. I don't know.
It could also be the smell of your feet is so overpowering that you just think it's something else like gummy bears, but it's really you.
Could be.
Whatever.
I'm usually eating gummy bears, so it could be me that I'm smelling. I don't know.
But I thought of you the other day when I was in this weird candy shop downtown somewhere.
Economy candy, right?
Yeah, yeah. I was like, oh, as soon as I walked in, it's like, oh, Shipwreck would love this place. It's all stuff that's horrible for you. And also they have like classic cards like Batman from the 1989 movie.
Okay, yes.
And what else? They had Back to the Future 2, which I bought. You know, and they still have the gum in them and everything. So they're sealed, and you know, and they only charge a dollar. Like the face value of them was 50 cents. So I didn't buy anything, but maybe I'll go back and buy some stuff and bring it.
It is a pretty fun place, though.
Yeah, it's just like a giant room stuffed with candy, mostly candy. I'd say 90% of it is candy, but they also have like old sports cards that you can buy in bulk. And so, it was fun. Some guy was going crazy in there.
But I will try to stop by that place then when we come to New York this summer.
I was going
to
say, when you're here in August.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it's a good destination. I think it's a very, you know, it's a fun tourist place that isn't touristy in Manhattan.
I don't care if something's touristy. I'm above that. I'm right. Perfectly fine going to touristy places.
Right. Oh, I'm sure you will do that too. I could plan a whole trip for you.
Just maybe a third of a trip. I'm not willing to commit an entire trip planned by Wombat.
Well, if anything, not necessarily all with me, but places that you can go to that you'll
enjoy.
Yeah,
he understands.
No, I understand. Yeah.
Yeah.
All of the places include a free t-shirt when you go there.
Did you get yours for the zoo yet, GV?
No. I signed up for the zoo membership. I realized that Ty's school is very close to the Central Park Zoo. So it's like a 10-minute walk from there. So I signed up for the zoo membership. And Wombat is a zoo member also. So it was very exciting. We bonded today over our zoo memberships.
Yep, we're going to have a good time. Lots of zoos to go to. so many zoos.
There's two, right?
Three.
Bronx Zoo, Central Park Zoo, and what?
The Queens Zoo, which I've never been to ever in 37 years. Hmm. So, yeah. Apparently, it's very nice. I've just never been there. And I don't know many people who have.
I never even heard of it.
It's a lot of farm animals, apparently.
What?
Yeah, I know. Trust me, I don't know. I just work here.
They have a parrot.
Right? A parrot and a cow. I think that's what they got.
I'm just looking at Queen Zoo images online.
Oh, there you go.
They've got a cheetah and a tiger. These might just be pictures of animals, but
these are what animals look like. Come to the zoo. We might have some.
It looks like they got a bear. They got all the major things.
There you go. So we could check out that zoo one day.
Value.
value, and the aquarium. You also have the aquarium at Coney Island.
Well, I'm very excited.
Good.
As people know who follow me on Twitter, I lost my iPhone this weekend.
You said you were wearing shorts when you lost it? How is that possible? How did you fit that thing in shorts to begin with?
Well, it fit, except not when you're sitting down in a taxi cab, apparently. I'm not sure what happened. I was getting out of a taxi. I was trying to pay for the taxi. And you know, in New York City, they have this app that you can use. It's actually two different apps, depending on which taxi you're in. And you can pay for the taxi with the app. You just open
with
the app.
With your entire phone. You just leave your entire phone in there. No. And it covers it.
Right. It's a good deal, actually. It's great. And you basically, there's a TV screen in the back of the taxi with a number on it, and you enter the number in the app, and then it automatically goes to your credit card with the tip and everything, and you just get out of the cab when you know, he stops. So he stopped the cab, and the screen came up doing the payment, and the payment didn't work for whatever reason. I never had this happen before. It said that it just wouldn't go through. So then I had to take my wallet out and get my credit card. So now I got like the phone in my hand and my wallet in my hand. I got Ty next to me. I got all the soccer stuff, and I'm trying to pay for the taxi, and it's not going through. And then at some point between that and then me getting to the sidewalk, there was no more phone. So I was meeting Mrs. Cheapy at a restaurant. So like I ran, you know, we ran into the restaurant. I grabbed her phone, called my phone, and it rang. And it rang a bunch, and there was no answer. And I went to find my iPhone, and I put it into loss mode. Do you know about loss mode?
Sure.
What that does? Right. It basically locks down the phone until it gets back to your wireless network, and you put in the password and stuff. Otherwise, nobody can – the phone is basically is a brick. But the guy, either the taxi driver or the next guy who got in the cab – just turned off the phone after he heard it ring, and it never came on again. So thanks, buddy.
Now, do you have that set up in a way like that guy whose phone was sent to China and was able to see the picture show up?
No. There's an app you can get that does that. I don't have that.
Oh, I guess it's too late now?
Yeah, it's locked. It's in lost mode, so it's... just locked down.
Okay, and there's no way to circumvent that, and some random dude's going to start taking pictures on your phone.
No, no.
And you could start posting them online. This is the dude that stole my phone.
No, and I know I asked. So I went to the Apple store to get a new phone. And by the way, I went with if you saw on Twitter, I went with the smaller, normal-sized iPhone 6, and it's much better. I'm not saying that I wouldn't lose that also, and I'm not blaming the iPhone 6 Plus on the fact that I lost it. It's just, you know, I was stupid. But I was also equally stupid carrying around that giant phone for so long. It was just so, like, overwhelming in my pants, right? There was a battle in my pants.
Overwhelming in my pants.
There was a battle in my pants, and I was losing to the iPhone 6 Plus. And now, like... it's just
now you're at least
I'm on, like, even
on even, yeah,
right. Yeah, it's just it was ridiculous. Like, I couldn't even, like, if you're trying to bend over or pick something up off the floor, it's just the phone is there. Like, my pants all have the fucking giant rectangle burned into the pants. It was too much. So when I went to the Apple store, I asked at the woman, and the woman was, like, super nice. And one of the, you know, people always say, like, oh, you always pay when you buy an Apple product, you're paying more. If you look at the parts, it's not really worth that much, blah, blah, blah. But it's very nice when you have to go into the Apple store, and, you know, it sucks that you have to go pay $800 for a new phone. But at least, like, the people working there are really nice, and, like, they're happy to be working there. And they make you feel not so bad about it, in a way.
Nope.
I feel like
I'm going to disagree. $800 for a new phone, unless you got a hand job while you were paying for it.
I didn't.
Then no, there's
but that's
no.
Not, that's it's not their fault.
I never said it was their fault, but you know,
right?
That's
I shouldn't have lost it.
You don't. You're not, like, on a contract with insurance or anything like that.
No, no.
Wow, because if I lost my phone, because it's insured, I think it would cost me like $150.
There's a deductible, isn't there?
Yeah, 150. Oh. That's what I'm saying. 800's a lot.
Right.
If you, you know, if you had, I guess, a contract now that you're back in the States, at least you could have had insurance, and it would cost you less.
You didn't go to Best Buy and buy it?
Oh, is that what I should have done to get the points?
You could have gotten the points then, yeah.
Ah, fuck, I didn't know. I tried to avoid all that because I just don't trust anybody to be able to do it except the people at the Apple store.
No, I think you're wrong.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm wrong, but I don't know. I mean, look, if you ask me, do I want to go to Best Buy or to go to the, you know, beautiful Apple store?
Oh, yeah, no. You never want to go to Best Buy unless you have to.
Right, exactly. So just the thought, like, if I'm going to drop $800, I might as well do it in the beautiful, you know, confines of Grand Central Station and that. And anyway, the woman made me feel not so bad about it. She says, like, every
day. Oh, it happens all the time.
Every day.
People we'll take your $800.
Right. And I asked her.
Yeah, exactly.
And she, no, but she also, she actually really went out of her way to try to find a way that I wouldn't have to pay the full price for it. She had, like, a lot of different ideas. None of them were worked out, but she, you know, she tried to work it for me. Anyway, so I asked her, if the phone is useless after you put it into lost mode, why do people bother stealing it? Or, you know, not returning it. And she said what they do is they just sell them to dummies. They say, hey, you want to buy an iPhone 6 Plus for $200 or $100? And they have the box probably. They get a box from somewhere. And the person just takes a look and like, yeah, all right. And that's it. And then they come to the Apple store and they say, hey, how come I can't get this phone to work? And then the people at the Apple store have to tell them that it's, you know, a stolen or lost phone. So, yeah, that's the story. So,
and then what does the Apple store do with that? Do they have a way of finding you?
No. I think at that point, they can't really be involved. Like, that person bought the phone from somebody, and they're not going to confiscate the phone from them.
Why not?
I don't think it's their place to do it. The phone doesn't belong to them.
I mean, it's an Apple phone.
Do you think they want people like getting stabbed in their store?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just, it's just a bummer idea. That there's no way that you can get your phone back when it's,
of course it is.
When you're the only person that can use it.
Exactly. Exactly. And the person, whoever the person is who decided not to return the phone,
going to rot in hell.
He's like a double dick because he not only did he not return the phone, but he ripped off somebody else probably when he stole them the phone, a phone that doesn't work. So yeah. Thanks, pal.
People are terrible.
But you know, I lost a phone in Japan that the guy didn't return either. But then I did get one.
And
back.
That camera in LA.
The camera in LA too. I didn't get back.
You lose stuff.
In taxis.
You're a loser.
I'm a loser. The problem is I can't take something out of my pocket when I'm in the taxi. If I take it out of the pocket, there's a really good chance I'll never see it.
I'm really neurotic about things like that. Even with my kids, like, they always want to take something to school, and I'm like, well, you better make sure you take it home. And then the first thing I'll say when I come home, did you bring home your thing? And
did you bring home my Batmobile Hot Wheels?
Yeah, right? I am a little bit crazy. I might be a little crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was my iPhone, my lost iPhone experience. And, yeah. But I'm glad, though, in a way, that I really like this 6. It's way better. It's just the other thing's fucking crazy. And also, Apple Watch should come out this week for me. It hasn't shipped yet, though. What else we got here? Snake Pond 1 writes in and wants to get some Shipwreck Basement updates.
It's coming along.
There's a bathtub. We know. We learned last week.
Mm-hmm. There's now, they insulated everything today. All of the in-wall HDMI cables, speaker cables, all that stuff goes in tomorrow morning. And then they start drywalling. So it'll be still shooting for the end of May.
Excellent.
So what happens when the next level of technology comes out? Like, right now we have HDMI. If you had told me, you know, 15 years ago that HDMI was going to be a thing, I would have been like, I don't know what that is. So 15 years from now, when there's something else, or sooner, who knows? I can't predict the future. Are you going to actually have to open up the wall to change the jacks?
Not for my main projector, because I've I had them run a PVC tube that the cables go up the wall through the PVC tube to the projector in the ceiling. So then I can easily fish and take cables in and out of there. So
planning ahead. You'll be in good shape. Yeah, no, these are important things.
This is me we're talking about.
I know.
I think these things through.
My father-in-law had when I first met my wife, so we're going back a ways. My father-in-law in the house that they no longer own, they did that in their living room. Like, they had all the wires in the wall. And, in the time that between starting to date and then getting engaged and then marrying their daughter, all their technology became obsolete. And they were pretty much screwed because everything was like attached. And I'm like, well, you guys didn't really think this through. So I'm cognizant of that type of thing. And looking out for you.
Yeah. There's the TV that we're putting in the bar area. I have HDMI going to that I couldn't really change out very easily, but that's not really a big concern. Everything else I can get to pretty easily.
You know what you should get in there, though?
What's that?
Some sort of like a candy machine, like Notch has in his house, but not like a wall of them. Maybe just one big tube full of gummy bears.
Tube? What's a big tube?
You've seen the picture of Notch's house, right?
No.
Oh, you should check out the picture of Notch's house in L.A. He spent $70 million on his house.
80, wasn't it?
I think it was 70. Doesn't matter. A lot. Right.
The basement remodel is a little bit cheaper than that.
Yes. But he has a wall of like candy tubes, like at a candy store, like a high-end candy store.
Oh, right. Candy tubes.
Yeah. Gotcha. So you should get I'm sure you could get just one and fill it up with gummy bears.
You know, I have a large candy machine, right?
So is it full of gummy bears?
No, because I'm not going to use it for candy. It's going to be decoration.
Well, yeah, so you should get one that actually, you should get something.
I don't know that candy. I should. This doesn't sound.
I think you need a gummy bear dispenser.
That just sounds like they're going to get stale.
No, because you're going to eat them all. Yeah, you will.
I don't know about this idea.
You need to look into candy machines, and maybe you just need to look into one that's the right size for you. I'm pretty sure you need some sort of fancy gummy bear dispenser. Like, you need
Wombat. I think you found your calling as a candy dispenser salesman. if things don't work out with the gay ads, definitely candy dispenser salesman.
The problem is, like, if I'm eating gummy bears, I'm eating an entire bag of gummy bears. Like,
but if you had to imagine, now you have a dispenser in like a cup, so you have them in a cup. So you're sitting around, you're eating your cup of gummy bears, you have your beer. And football. I'm trying to see where you're not happy in this situation.
this seems a little bit extravagant and not a great idea.
Have you seen the diagrams of your basement and this is extravagant?
The rest of it makes sense to me. It's logical.
So does a gummy bear candy machine.
I don't know. I would just drill a few glory holes and call it a day, basically.
For who? Like, what happens when he goes downstairs and he just sees a bunch of random penises sticking out of the wall? Is that really?
Yeah, you put an ad in Craigslist, free gummy bears.
I'd rather have the gummy bears than peni in the wall.
Speaking of peni in the wall, Emiru writes in and asks Shipwreck, is there anything you wanted for the basement remodel that Mrs. Shipwreck flat out said no to?
I don't think so, because I kind of have a pretty good feel on what to run by her, and like, I don't know, like, I didn't want anything crazy like a fireman's pole or anything to get down to the basement.
Oh, that's a good idea. Did think this through.
Pretty good idea, but I didn't go that route with that. I mean, we all want like secret passages and stuff.
Right. That was my next comment.
Yeah, the house my dad grew up in had secret passages in it.
That's awesome.
It was a pretty cool house. That house is long gone, but it had a secret door in the kitchen that had a stairway that went to the attic. It was cool.
That's for when the Nazis come, right?
Yeah, it was weird. The house was really old, and it was built in a time when people had people that weren't supposed to be seen. So, yeah. It had a door that went from the kitchen to the attic, and it was like, it looked like a cabinet.
Interesting. Yeah. Have you been to the Winchester Mystery House in California?
I know what it is. I would love to go.
Yeah, they just started apparently having sleepovers there, and they serve alcohol now.
I don't think I could sleep there.
But they have all that. They've got all that secret doors and stuff like that. All the good stuff.
Doors to nowhere. The most haunted house in America, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, what does that mean?
I don't know. It's for those who
counted the number of ghosts.
For those who don't know what the Winchester House is, it was built by, I want to say, the daughter of the inventor.
The wife.
Was it the wife? The wife of the inventor.
The Winchester rifle.
Yes. And I guess to make amends for everyone that was killed with a Winchester, she built the house. Isn't that what it is?
Was scared that the ghost of everybody who was killed by a Winchester rifle was going to come and get her.
Yeah, I was pretty close.
So she built a house
making amends.
Had all these, like, not making making amends. No, she was afraid.
Yeah.
So she built a house that had all these like traps in it, basically, like stairs that go just into the ceiling and lead to nowhere, and secret passageways and things like that to confuse the ghosts. So my parents took me there when I was little. I remember it being really cool.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I forgot why we're talking about that.
Because it's cool. Because Shipwreck's house is eventually going to turn into a Winchester-style
mystery
house.
Yeah. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a certain level of class to what I'm doing down there.
Yes. You have a tabletop coffee table game?
Do I have what?
Coffee table cabinet?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know,
a video game. Coffee, yes. Yeah. He does have
a cocktail table.
Cocktail, excuse me. Sorry.
Yeah.
The proper terminology.
Yeah, I have a millipede machine.
Nice.
Classy.
Keeping it classy. Like I said.
Yeah, millipede is classy.
Uh-huh. It's much classier than centipede.
Well, centipede's good.
Yeah, if you're a plebeian.
Millipede, he's using a bow and arrow. It's a classier game.
Much classier.
Should we do new releases?
You sound so enthused.
Shovel Knight came out for things. Came out for the Sony brand of products this week, and I think the Xbox brand of products next week.
Did you play that much?
Oh, I beat Shovel Knight on the 3DS when it came out. It's a great game. It really captures like 8-bit style platforming. It has the right feel to it. Like it doesn't feel stiff, but it still gives you the, like, I don't know, kind of the illusion that this game could have come out back then.
Right.
Have you guys played it at all?
No.
No, I haven't. Is it worth picking up for $13.49?
I think it is, but I also, it just screams PlayStation Plus at some point, right?
That is my legit hesitation, especially knowing that they're going to announce stuff next week. Like, they're going to announce what's free next week. It may be junk, but could be good.
So. It won't be Shovel Knight next week.
No, I know that, but it could be something that I'll want to play, and then I won't think about Shovel Knight.
Shovel Knight's great, so I would have no problem saying, yeah, go buy that for $13.49.
There you go.
What I'm not so sure about is this Assassin's Creed Chronicles China game that came out.
How do they make a game now? Really, any game, right? Forget about that it has Assassin's Creed in front of it. How do you make any game now and it just comes out and people like us haven't heard of it?
I heard of it a couple weeks ago. I think I got an email about it or something.
I remember when it was announced and then I forgot about it until it came out.
So this is Assassin's Creed Chronicles China, and it's like they call it 2.5D.
Yeah, it's a, I don't know, 2D stealth action game. I don't know. It screams to me that maybe they were planning to make this a portable game, and then they just went ahead and made it for consoles. Like, just the name in general just sounds like, combined with this, I don't know, 2D platforming type of thing, just seems like it's meant for mobile platforms. But $10.
There you go.
Anyone?
Someone. Anyone? Someone? Please?
What else?
Infinity Runner came out for Xbox One and PS4.
What is that?
What does it sound like?
It sounds like an endless runner.
It could be.
They're not even trying with the title. I mean, the guy just, you know, looked up the first thing that came out in the thesaurus, really?
It sounds like it's a first-person running game. Yep. That looks like what it is.
All right, then.
So, yeah, it doesn't look... I don't know. It's a first-person endless runner. They nailed the title of it. Didn't have to look it up.
Right. I look forward to their racing game called... Drive this car.
Drive this car sounds great.
Yeah.
Is it better than Drive Car?
That's a ridiculous title. Nobody would use that. Anything else in new releases?
Well, I know the new Zen pinball table is coming out.
Oh, yeah. And I played it for about an hour before we did the show. So you think I would remember to talk about it? It's good. It's,
what is it?
It's Avengers Age of Ultron.
Oh.
Does it spoil the entire movie?
It, as far as I could tell, no, but I haven't seen the movie yet, so I'll let you know. It's almost like you saw the trailer, now play the pinball table. It really doesn't have anything past that.
That's probably a good idea.
It's good. Again, you know, I only played, you know, a small bit of it before the show. It doesn't have like that ball select like the last Avengers table had, which I actually kind of like that mechanic. So I'm a little surprised they didn't do it again. And the voice of Thor is really awkward. Like, the other characters are relatively decent facsimiles of like your Robert Downey Jr. and your Scarlett Johansson. Like, they're good enough. Like, you listen to it, it's like, okay, I get it.
You're not sure if it's...
You know, it's you know it's not them, but you're like, but right. you roll with it because expectations are expectations. Thor, I expect it to be this kind of, you know, they've done a Thor table. They had Thor in the last Avengers table. The whatever the voice actor they used for that had that kind of deep, authoritative Shakespearean, you know, like Thor voice that you kind of expect.
And now he has Chinese accent.
Now he sounds like C-3PO.
What?
Yeah, it's like this light British accent. Yeah, like, I'm coming with my hammer.
Like John Cleese?
It's weird. It took me a while to realize that that voice, because you hear it a lot, was supposed to be Thor.
Oops.
Like it was a placeholder voice and they forgot to replace it.
Right.
So, I mean, maybe it's just me or you know, I could be, you know, I would love to hear from someone else who's played the game to make sure I'm not a crazy person. But
maybe that's what he sounds like in the new movie.
Exactly. Maybe they replaced, it's like they replaced Chris Hemsworth with Tony Randall.
That sounds okay.
It's so strange, and it has nothing to do with the game or how, you know, if it's fun. It's fun. It plays well. It's just there's this weird Thor voice, and it's the only reason why if it wasn't weird, I wouldn't even make note of it. But it doesn't fit at all.
All right, thumbs down for Thor.
But everything else on the table is you know worth checking out. Although if you don't have the actual Thor table, that's a great Zen pinball table. The Thor one? That one has a lot going on.
And proper Thor voice.
And proper Thor voice.
That's important.
Yeah.
All right.
You got to have proper Thor voice. See.
Anything else here on here? I'm not seeing anything.
Trine 3 came out on Early Access on Steam.
Oh. Okay. So.
All right, then.
Trine.
Trine.
Go Trine. All right. All right, that's new releases. How about an ad from our new sponsor? Our new sponsor and also sponsoring a great giveaway is Newegg.com, which I'm sure most of our listeners have heard of already, if not all of them. But Newegg.com is a great place to buy all your technology products, especially video cards, storage products, and other computer accessories. And we have been provided with three PNY GeForce GTX 750 Ti cards that we're going to be giving away on cheapassgamer.com.
And that's as good as a Ti card gets.
Is it?
I'm just going to say yes.
This is, yeah, it's, you don't know, I don't know how to respond to Wombat's statement, really. but we have three of them. That's how I can respond. So it'll be up on the contest section on cheapassgamer.com. Hopefully by the time you're hearing this. If not, it will be there soon after. And follow us on at Video Game Deals and we'll let you know for sure. So big thanks to Newegg.com. Definitely check out their website. All the products that they have a lot of reviews attached to them. So it's really a good place to go. If you need an opinion, you're not sure what exactly what you need, you can go through the reviews. Very helpful.
Get a new hard drive.
Good deals there too.
Yeah, get a new hard drive, external hard drive for your Xbox One. Because if you haven't picked one up by now, you're probably like getting really close to needing one.
I am like at 98%.
Yeah. See, so go to Newegg, get a 2 terabyte external hard drive. It just plugs right into the USB port. It's so easy, and then you're not worrying about that kind of stuff anymore.
Yep. I'm not that worried, really.
I'm just saying, you might not be, but you know
Shipwreck.
That you just need to go to Newegg.com. Our listeners may not know that.
Shipwreck would worry about that.
Yeah, exactly.
I already know I need to buy one for my my basement.
Shipwreck dreams of cables.
I do.
Jiro dreams of sushi, Shipwreck dreams of cables. So thanks, Newegg.
That sounds great. Which one is it that we're giving away?
The 750 Ti.
Okay.
The XLR8 Performance Edition.
It's the best you can get of that thing that we're giving away.
Don't say that. It's not going to do Grand Theft Auto at 4K. I'll tell you that right now.
But it's things of whatever that thing is. It's good.
TIs. It's Wombat's favorite TI.
It is, totally.
Personally, I like the TI-99 4A. And Shipwreck was just showing me on eBay, some guy was selling one in a sealed,
it's sealed. It's.
But he showed a picture. Oh, it's still in the bag.
Yeah, it's new old stock.
Right, and in a box.
It's got that NAS.
That's what that means, huh?
Yep. I've been spending a lot of time on eBay lately.
$190.
I prefer the Magnum TI.
You're wrong.
It comes with a Higgins adapter.
I never watched Magnum PI.
It's a good show.
I just couldn't. I had no interest in that. Mm. I'd much rather watch Knight Rider.
What's not? Were like, they on at the same time? You say like
no. But I'm talking about like if there was a show that involved a car. I don't know. TJ Hooker. I didn't care about that either.
No, that's just terrible.
How about some multi-platforming and Wombat's news and stuff? Wombat.
Don't look at me.
Need some of this shit. Oh, you don't even have your thing.
I can't. No, I'm having like a. It's not my day.
It's not Wombat's day. All right. Saunders Cowie writes in and asks what we think about the new Star Wars trailer and also the new Star Wars Battlefront trailer/details.
The Star Wars trailer, it looks like they didn't screw it up yet.
Not yet. Still time.
But they didn't show anything, really.
But it had the right tone and it looked interesting.
Yeah, I'm with Shipwreck. It's enough to make me go, okay, Star Wars.
Okay, now look, I don't mean to be the hater here. And I'm not. I didn't. I watched the trailer and it was fine. But what did you expect? What were you expecting? Like Jar Jar Binks coming, walking out going, hey, everybody, I'm back. I mean, like, what were you thinking is going to happen?
Misa going to reboot the Star Wars.
Right, Misa back.
I'd watch that movie.
I mean, what did you think you were going to see? That would be
that they would go too far off course with it again, like have just ships that looked really dumb. Like the only thing in video that I was like, I'm not totally on board with that was the Chrome guy, which that's I guess they had to do something to make him look new. You know what I'm talking about? He's like a stormtrooper looking guy.
Oh, maybe.
And he's just chrome. But no, I liked the, like, it opens up and it has the Star Destroyer crashed and everything. It's,
right.
I'll agree. It wasn't offensive to my senses.
Right.
But I wasn't expecting, like, a disaster either, really. Even, like, the Batman one, I thought, like, all right, whatever. It's, I mean, it was a stupid, the Batman trailer was just like the lines in the trailer were just really
They chromed
dumb.
Him up, too.
He looks.
Chrome.
He wears a Lego Batman helmet.
Right, that's right. Lit up.
Yeah, it's the Lego Batman helmet. He's legitimately dressed like Lego Batman.
Why would he ask him if he bleeds and then answer the question?
Do you bleed? You will. Wait, I didn't have it. I'm Superman. I'm very fast. Let me get the right. Let me get the words out. You rude helmet wearing bastard.
Right. I mean, at least. Why even say that? Maybe he said yes.
Yeah, he's no.
And then how stupid would it sound after when Batman says you will? That doesn't even make any sense.
Nope.
Nonsense.
Nope. Especially after Batman, Superman removes his spine.
Just blasts him with just the eye. Heat vision and he melts and the movie's over in the first 5 minutes.
I thought it was a real bat. I didn't know.
I thought it was a Lego, a giant Lego attacking.
I was scared.
What about the Star Wars Battlefront trailer? That looked better to me than the Star Wars movie trailer.
Yes. I mean, if that, you know, if that's what the game's really going to look like on the PlayStation 4, I'm like, no. I mean, you know, yes, how it's going to be hard to not be impressed with, at least visually, with that game.
I'm sure they rendered like the most high-end computer that they have in the place.
I know, but it opens then, with that PlayStation 4 logo.
Yeah, it means nothing.
Well,
it's some marketing. It's just some marketing.
I know. I'm saying it's very disingenuous to open it up with the PlayStation 4, then say in-game engine, and it's actually PC. Because
well, I'm just assuming. I don't know that for a fact.
Well, in-game engine doesn't mean that's gameplay. It just means that it's created with that engine.
Right.
Yeah. Said I know that too.
They said, or the one of the spokespersons said that
this is all a lie.
No.
We are lying to you right
now. And I quit. And here's the, here are the keys to
and
the...
And then he threw glitter at everything and walked away.
No, he said that it's basically gameplay, but captured from cinematic angles, is what he said.
Basically.
Sure he did. It's basically like you're looking at the game. What surprised me, actually, is that this game is coming out this year.
Well, it doesn't have a campaign, so...
Well, that's the other thing that... I'm very mixed on that as well. I mean, the last one that came out on the PlayStation 2, I guess, and the Xbox, that didn't have a campaign either. So, I guess it's not too surprising, but it did have, like, weird single-player... Like, you could play it single-player against all...
Oh, God, yeah, but it was... You didn't want to.
Yeah, it was all bots and stuff.
But... It was don't you think it was interesting to watch like how when the trailer came out, people went nuts, right? They were like so excited, and then as the more details came out, people were just getting mad.
Well, I think there's been a lot of people who have been feeling very, you know, burned by these, you know, multiplayer or co-op only experience type games that have been coming out recently, whether it be your Titanfall or your Destiny or Evolve. Even when they're great, there's still a lot of disgruntled.
It's hard to be that disgruntled at this, though, because, I mean, that's what this game is. It's an online multiplayer game.
And I think people know what they're getting. You know, I think most people should know what they're getting into with this game right away. And I think that the trick is to, even if you're not good at it, like someone like myself, or you don't have friends to play with, that, you know, with 40 on 40, with all of these, like, you know, worlds that you remember, like Endor on a speeder bike, I hopefully will have just have fun riding a speeder bike in Endor.
That's all I remember about the last one. Was yeah. just getting on a speeder bike and running into trees.
Yeah. And it makes the noise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is really neat. But people were mad because it's not, it apparently doesn't have the space combat that the previous one had, which obviously would be awesome. You want to have like a giant space battle? I mean, that sounds pretty appealing to me. And that's not going to be in there. Then people were speculating that, oh, this is definitely going to be DLC, paid DLC. They're going to just add it in. They're trying to rip us off. And then the dev has to come back and say, no, we promise we don't do that. It's not what, you know, it's not what we're all about. But I will say I like what they're doing for the pre-order bonus for this. It's just you get a map. If you pre-order the game, you get a map a week early than people who didn't. And that's it.
Yeah, no, that's just, it is, because it's like you're getting something, but if you didn't pre-order, you're not punished.
Right.
And it's hard to find. I mean, this has been a really weird gray area with games. I mean, Mortal Kombat's a great example. People who didn't pre-order didn't get a character. I mean, that's right, crazy.
They're selling for how much do you have to pay for that separately, Goro? $5 or something?
Mm-hmm. I pre-ordered. I'm not a sucker.
I know. You
I was going to say, they did the same thing with Evolve. It was a character, and if you didn't pre-order, it was $15.
Right. It's just the nerve of these guys.
Yeah, and that's it is. It's kind of stupid. Don't punish someone because, you know, it's a $60 game, and maybe they didn't have $60 on the day the game came out. And 2 weeks later, they get their paycheck, and they're ready to buy a game, and then they're like, I could get Evolve, but I missed out on getting that character, and I'm not spending $15 on it, but what if other people have
and
that
I read card? All the reviews by that point.
Yeah, well, that too. So, you know, it's just kind of, it's a lousy practice that...
It is, yeah.
That seems to be backfiring.
It's not totally lousy.
It is totally lousy.
The problem is, you're asking, you know, people who buy the game, right, you know, at full price, they know that the game is going to be cheaper and probably pretty soon. So people are basically just giving you money to, you know, for not much reason, more money for not much reason, just to get it a little earlier. I mean, you should hook them up with more than, you know, nonsense, basically.
You're hooking them up with one character that other people aren't getting.
Well, that's if you pre-order, but what if you buy it a week later? You're screwed.
What are you doing with your life, Wombat?
I'm not buying much of anything, actually, but...
Perfect.
Yeah. I bought a dryer. Does that count?
Did you get the pre-order bonus?
I did not get the pre-order bonus. I got a bonus. I got a nice discount on the swing set I bought for the backyard. I got a discount on that. I bought that this week too. So
you're a real swinger.
I am a real swinger. So it'll be fun. Fun time in my backyard. Everybody's right. Invited.
That's good to know. Anyway, I like that type of pre-order bonus where it doesn't make me feel all hung up now. Like, oh, I'm not going to buy the game. I'm just going to wait right until the game gets super cheap because I missed it on day one. What else we got here in Wombat's news and stuff? Tom writes in to let us know that GameStop is going to be selling retro games and consoles and want to know our take on it, why we think they're doing it.
Because it's extremely profitable.
Like I said earlier,
I've been on eBay lately, and retro game stuff, it's expensive. And if they can get people to bring that stuff in, trade it in for nothing because people don't realize this, and then have an online store where they sell this stuff at eBay prices, it's pretty profitable.
Will they not be selling the retro stuff in store?
I can't imagine they have a lot of space in store.
He has a point. Those cartridges take up room.
Oh, it just says GameStop will sells them online. Yeah. Huh.
I can't. Yeah,
that's right. That's what it says.
You can make huge money doing this because people just go in their basement and they go into GameStop, they see a sign that says, hey, bring all your old stuff in,
right,
and you can get $15 towards Star Wars Battlefront. And
right. And not just that, but look, this is the thing that's not going digital, right? These old things.
Finally get rid of that, some of them that are, Solomon's but... Key cartridge I have in the basement.
Well, you can't, you know, you can't download a car, right?
No.
So yeah, it makes sense for them. It's a good idea. But I don't know how many people are really like, the people who have this stuff now, are people really looking to unload it for nothing? Is someone going to turn in their Super Nintendo to get an Xbox One?
I think
you
so.
Think they are?
I think there's enough people out there that don't realize
what they have.
With their stuff.
You also don't know who GameStop has deals with in place to get these consoles. You know, what kind of like warehouse somewhere that may actually have old, you know, used Super Nintendos, not new ones, but, you know, there are like stockpiles of these things. That
right. I just feel like if I'm a person who has a Super Nintendo or whatever, any old console and a bunch of games, I need some money. I go to GameStop and with all this stuff, my beloved old console and games, and then they offer me like basically nothing, which I'm sure they will. Like, I don't see myself selling it.
I wouldn't be surprised if they have another avenue of getting these games and consoles. You know,
you're saying like when the person says no, they're waiting for them in the parking lot with a lead pipe.
No, I'm saying that since they're doing this online only, and you know, there's a warehouse somewhere, like, you know, maybe some, they found like a liquidation from some old Funko lands or something, like, you know, you don't know what they have or how long.
You're saying just
had
for the selling
it.
Part, the retail.
Yeah, where they would have had these Super Nintendo games. That they
right, they can get them elsewhere.
Exactly, they may have actually already had in a warehouse right. somewhere.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. Sure.
So it may not even be about trade-ins. I'm sure that's part of it, but
right.
Oh, I think it's just about the huge, like, markup. I mean, right. it's basically free money for them.
Yes, 100%. That we agree on.
Right, right, right. Exactly, exactly. Let's see what else we got here. Play more Mortal Kombat X, Ship?
I've played a little bit more, but not too much more to say anything other than it's great.
I played more of the story mode and some of the other stuff. Ty wanted to check it out, and he wound up just having his hands over his eyes for pretty much the entire thing. which is fine, which is how it should be. It seems like a quality game. Seems really good. I played online a few times and got my ass kicked, so that happened. I've been mostly playing Grand Theft Auto V on PC, and I finally got to. I was telling Wombat today over coffee that I got to the part with
Trevor.
Trevor, yeah. And he's not a very likable guy. He's pretty disturbing. But I'm having a really good time with the game. The interesting thing about playing it on PC. Is you can switch up the controls that you're using. So when you get to a part where you know you're going to be doing a lot of shooting, you can switch into first-person mode and go to mouse and keyboard. And it feels like a totally different game when you're shooting people. And then when you get to the car, just pick up the controller and drive with the controller. I don't know. I'm having a good time with it. I've played a lot of it over the last week or so. But... I can't run it at max settings at 1440p with my setup. So boo-hoo. What else we got here?
I got a Neo Geo AES yesterday.
Ooh, what's the ES part mean?
Oh, what is that? Entertainment Center System? Advanced Entertainment System, I believe. Ooh. What
does it do? For.
It plays Neo Geo games.
Mm.
It was the Neo Geo. It was their home console.
Now, is this the one that uses the big cartridges?
Yes. Huge cartridges. Okay. Like, bigger than a VHS tape.
That thing is pretty awesome. I'll give you that. I'll give you that much. Are you playing? What was that game? NAM 75? Isn't that a game?
That is a game on there, yeah. Or 1975 Vietnam or something along those lines. Yeah. I'm not playing anything on it yet because the CAG who sold it to me forgot to send the AV cable with it.
So
I'm still waiting on the AV cable.
What games do you have ready to go?
I have Samurai Showdown 1 and 2 and World Heroes.
Now that's Showdown without a W.
And it's actually Samurai Spirits because it's the Japanese version.
Oh, even fancier.
This is the Japanese version of the console. So because they're a little cheaper than buying the US version.
I did not know that.
Yeah, the games work the same in both of them. It's the region coding is actually, or like the language it spits out is actually just based upon the system. So if you have a Japanese system, it even if you put a US game into it, it's going to translate it into Japanese.
Oh, that's weird.
But you can get a BIOS switch on it and mod it up.
Have fun with that BIOS switch.
Mm-hmm. Good luck.
I'm happy. Like I got it. It's in the, I posted a picture of it on Twitter. It's, he sent it, had the whole box with it. He even included a NES with like the satellite. Do you guys remember that? The NES satellite?
Yeah. What was that?
That was the thing that allowed you to play four players wirelessly.
Right. Right. With different controllers.
You plugged in four different NES controllers on it.
Into like a receiver?
Into the base. And then you plugged one thing into the front of the NES. So he just threw awesome. That in for free. So I was,
shit.
Yeah.
A saint, that guy.
Everything's coming up shipwreck.
What else we got here?
There may be more Alan Wake, but probably not. That's the level of stories, new stories around video games we had this week.
I know, it's been really quiet. I finished Daredevil. I watched all 13 episodes.
You just polygoned the crap out of this video game news.
Yep, I did.
Sure did.
It's related.
That's what my RSS feed looks like right now.
Man. How is Daredevil related?
It's there was a Daredevil video game once. Was there? I don't know. The Kingpin was in the Spider-Man game.
Right, that's true.
Kingpin was in a Spider-Man game, so
Spider-Man was in a Shinobi game.
Yeah, Spider-Man was in a Shinobi game. I remember what a big deal that was. I remember because I was middle school when that came out. We'll say middle school because it makes sense. And my brother was definitely in high school, and him and his high school buddies were like hanging out in his room playing that game, and they're like, Batman's in this game and Spider-Man's in this game. You got to check it out, but it's like a secret and it's, you got to get really far in the game. And we sat there for whatever it was, 2-3 hours until we saw 5 minutes of Spider-Man.
Was it worth it?
It was. But
it's a beautiful story.
It was a good story. It's, you know, video game memories. It's related. It's about video games since Daredevil isn't.
Yep, this is why all the websites are reporting on movie trailers.
Movie trailers and Daredevil. And
Daredevil
else.
Is awesome.
Yeah.
We haven't finished it yet.
No, but you're pretty far, aren't you? Like, you're like episode 8 or 9.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Great. I like Daredevil. I like Kingpin. He's the best.
Have you watched I need a shipwreck Marvel movie update. Have you watched Captain America 2 yet?
I have not.
You have like a week. You know that.
I know. It's going to happen.
Okay.
I'm going to watch Thor 2, and since you recommend that, and Captain America 2.
I think you'll like Thor 2. I just don't think you're going to love Thor 2.
Is it because he has a bad accent in that one?
No, he has a fine accent in that one. It's just, I don't know. It's missing something. Mm-hmm. It's a little by the book.
Hey, Wombat.
Yes.
How does Qbert look at Ugg's teeth?
With a teethoscope?
Very carefully.
Oh.
I see. Because he's a monster.
Right. And he's going to bite you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it would work better with Coily's teeth.
Maybe you should remaster the Qbert's Crazy Questions for modern times.
Because I think a snake would be scarier, right? They have sharper teeth. Fangs.
Good luck getting that license.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I can't do that and sell candy machines.
One of your dreams will have to die, unfortunately. Anything else here? Anything else about Alan Wake?
I hope not.
Oh, I hope they make another one, but yeah. I don't see how it would be financially possible.
Right.
I mean, they're already working on Quantum Break. Don't see another studio being able to work on Alan Wake 2. So
Xbox, but they mentioned a remaster, though, right?
Who? They're remastering Legend of K. Right. Anything is game for remasters at this point.
I mean, I own those Alan Wake games on PC, so it's already remastered, but yeah. How about some CAG bag? It's not much here, guys. Any more movie trailers we can talk about?
Ant-Man. There was a new Ant-Man trailer.
I watched it. It was good.
Yep. It looks decent.
It's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. At Distorted Jello, Gello writes in and asks, are LED lights in your computer setup essential to an awesome gaming rig? Yes, pretty much. What you want to do is you want, when people will come into your room and they see your gaming PC, you want them to feel like there's something wrong with you, I think. That's the ideal response. You want something like, oh my God, what is that? Or if you don't want that, like I had the other day, my friend came and he said, he's like, oh, what kind of server are you running here? And I was like, that's not a server. That's my gaming computer. So yes, to answer your question, yes, you do want to add LEDs in there. Very important. At Adam Gould 1 writes in and asks, when you guys are not on the podcast, do you call each other by your nicknames or real names? I've never called Shipwreck or Wombat by their real names, ever, I don't think.
I think I've called Shipwreck Rob a few times, only because I think it's weird. And in emails, I think, like when we've had like sponsors, I believe I referred to you as Dave or David.
Well, that doesn't count.
I'm just saying, to a third party, I'll refer to you by your name.
Nobody calls you Rob, do they?
No, no one does.
Not anybody that... like knows me. I mean, people at work will call me Rob or Bob.
Bob. Really? Some people call you Bob? I can't even picture that.
I don't know. I don't understand like that in society, like where you just assume somebody's name is shorter, even though you don't know who they are.
Right.
Right. Like you're just gonna.
But they like it that way.
Right. Know? Like just.
Yeah, there.
People ask though. Sometimes they ask.
Like, yeah, if they ask, that's fine.
I think there are maybe 4 people on the planet Earth that refer to me as Stu.
Pid.
Ha ha ha! I've never heard that before. 37 years, I've never heard that joke about my name ever.
Wait, really? What was it? I'm writing it down for Qbert's crazy questions remastered.
Exactly. Yeah, no, like my wife does, and I have like, and my high school friends do, but that's pretty much it.
My doorman found out about Cheap Ass Gamer because they see like I get Gamefly games coming and we wind up talking and then they talk to each other. So he asked about Cheap Ass Gamer and now he just calls me GBD when he sees me, which is pretty good.
Yeah, that's the way it should be.
That's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I was going to say something. Oh, I was thinking about Wombat not coming to E3 today, and it made me sad.
Oh, I guess you saw me today.
No, but I'm saying it made me sad about E3 this year.
Oh, sorry. Maybe next year.
I know there's only one upside to Wombat not coming, and that is it just makes it easier for Shipwreck just make appointments.
Yep, that's the only upside.
Because we're not rolling in 3 deep everywhere. That's it, though. Mm. And the t-shirt people are pretty happy.
No, they're not. The t-shirt people have these t-shirts to be given away. They don't want to go home with a box of t-shirts.
But you have to jump through their hoops first to get the t-shirt. You want to circumvent the hoops.
Well, that's part of the challenge, isn't it?
See, I'm going to miss that.
It's not about getting the t-shirt. It's about the hunt.
And then we hunt for Wombat.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We can't find them.
I like a challenge.
Yeah, that's going to be lame. I don't know. Maybe we can there's never any... You can't even do anything from the show floor that involves the internet because it doesn't fucking work there. I was going to think we could try to do something, but...
Yeah, I do plan on taking time off during E3 and watching press conferences from home, but...
It's really tough to do something, too, because you're 3 hours behind.
Yeah, I suck. What can you do? Actually, you're 3 hours behind. I'm 3 hours ahead.
Right.
Right. Right.
But yeah, point taken. I'm the worst. Got it.
Oh, well.
Yep.
Right. At Chronology writes in and asks, do you ever post the titles to the intro music? That's the best part of the podcast. This guy just downloads the podcast, listens to the first 30 seconds.
It's in the first post of the CatCast thread on Cheap Ass Gamer. Cheapy puts it there every week with a link to the actual song.
Yes.
So yes. If you're asking that question, you're obviously not a real fan of the show.
Well, I think a lot of people don't visit the show.
Not a real fan of the show.
No, well, come on. I could list it in the show notes, like in the actual data on the MP3 file.
Nope.
But
no.
No, not a fan.
Not a
Sorry.
Fan.
Sorry, Chronology. All right. I think, well, we made it like an hour.
I think we're good. We're good. It's one of those weeks.
Sorry. Next time we'll plan some stories or something.
Maybe we'll Xbox Pure Part 2.
Great idea.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody. Thanks for. Oh wait, follow us on Twitter. I couldn't wait to get out of here and watch this. I don't even have time to watch anything. At GBD, at New Wombat, and at Shipwreck. Also at Video Game Deals on Twitter. Big thanks to Newegg.com, where you want to go to get great deals on anything technology related, but especially the latest computer parts and games and all that good stuff. And we're giving away those 750 TIs, which, as Wombat said, is his favorite TI, the best TI, mm-hmm. or some nonsense.
Yeah.
So go to cheapassgamer.com and hit up the contest section to see how to enter that contest. Thanks, Newegg, newegg.com. And we will see you next week.
Bread's done.
Hardware Wars, a spectacle light years ahead of its time. Starring Fluke Starbucker, intergalactic boy wonder. Augie Ben Doggy, venerable member of the Red Eye Knights. Princess Android, interstellar damsel in distress. Ham Salad, ace mercenary pilot and intergalactic wise guy. Darth Nader, villain. See incredible celestial battles ablaze with death-dealing weaponry. Enjoy mirth-filled moments with the amusing antics of Space Drones 4Q2 and Artie Deco.
Artie Deco, where are you? At last, where have you been?
There's heart-gripping drama as Fluke meets the venerable Augie Ben Doggy.
Your father wanted you to have this when you were old enough.
Experience the expensive spine-tingling special effects as you become catapulted into the dazzling dimension of Dinospace.
They're still back there. They're gaining on us. Does this thing do light speed?
Hardware Wars. You'll laugh. You'll cry. You'll kiss $3 goodbye. Coming soon to a theater near you. Get in line now. May the farce be with you.